Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
So, in the same way, evam idamapi shastram chaturvyuham eva. This shastra, this yoga shastra is also of fourfold. It also is of four parts. It also follows the same rule. Tadyatha, how is it? If you ask, this is the answer. Samsaraha, samsara hetuhu, mokshaha, moksha upayiti. Samsara, rogaha, in the place of roga, disease, samsara. Samsara is the disease. And cause for roga, like that, here cause for samsara. What is the cause for samsara? You have to understand that. And then, arogya, the well-being, which is moksha. And what is, how do you gain that well-being? Through the medicine. Here, moksha upayaha, the means for that moksha. Iti, this is the, these are the four parts, four stages of this treatment here in Yoga Shastra. Tatra, dukkha bahula. What is this samsara? What is samsara hetu? What is moksha and what is moksha upaya? That we will explain. Tatra, dukkha bahula, samsara heyaha. Here, this dukkha bahula, the manifold of dukkha, dukkha, dukkha bahula. Bahula means majority, manifold, different types, more. So, greater. Dukkha bahula, different kinds of dukkha which we experience, that is what is samsara. And that samsara is heyaha, you have to give up. That is the samsara which you have to give up. Pradhana purushayoho sanyogo heya hetuhu. And what is the cause for the samsara? Pradhana purushayoho sanyogaha. Pradhana and purusha coming into contact is the cause for this samsara. Heya hetuhu, samsara hetuhu. Sanyogasya atyantiki nivruti hanam. And this sanyoga, destroying, destruction of this bondage between the purusha and the prakriti, pradhana, the nature is the well-being, is the moksha. And what is the upaya to gain that state, moksha? Hana upaya sammayak darshanam, the right vision, the right knowledge, which is yoga shastra, is the only way to gain that moksha. Tatra hatu surupam upadeyam heyam va na pavitum arhati. And in this hatu surupam, the person who is desiring to destroy the samsara, his nature cannot be a state which can be gained or that which can be given up. You cannot gain your nature or give up your nature. Because it is nature itself. Hane tasya uccheda vada prasangaha upadane cha hetu vada uvay prakhyane na cha shashvata vada iti yedadu sammik darshanam. Why? If you say, I attain myself, I have gained myself, I have realized myself. If you say, use any of these words, then there is this problem. Uccheda vada prasangaha hane. If you have Sorupam upadeyam heyamba. If you destroy, then this atma is that which is bound to destroy, which has the nature of destruction. Therefore, it is useless. If you say, you gain the atma, I have gained myself, then hetuvada, there is a cause, and because of this cause, you have attained. Meaning, a cause, and because of the cause you have attained means, it is created. And that which is created is anitya. Yad yad kirtakam tad tad anityam. That whichever is created is anitya. So, you have a problem. Atma becomes anitya. Yourself becomes anitya. Impermanent. So, ubhaya prakshanina. If you say, it can be given up or if it can be gained, it can be both given up and gained, shashvata vada iti. Then, there is a shashvata vada. You cannot accept, it's your natural state, then there will be more problems. Iti etadu samyak darshana. This is what is samyak darshana. So, you said, tadetit shastram chaturvyuham iti abhidiyate. You said, this shastra is of four folds, four parts. that he is explaining now. Heyam dukkham anagatam, heyam dukkham anagatam, heyam dukkham anagatam, visa heyaha heyahetuhu, hanam hana upayaha. These are the four different stages. Heyaha heyahetuhu, hanam hana upayaha, samsaraha samsarahetuhu, mokshaha moksha upayaha, heyam samsaram. What is samsara? What is heya? What you have to give up? Dukkham anagatam. The dukkha, the sorrow, which is anagatam, which has not started giving fruits. That sorrow, which is the, which is belongs to not past, not present, which is of the future. The future sorrows you have to give up. Very interesting. How? You have to give up the sorrow which is experience, you are experiencing. That is what you have to give up. But he says, you have to give up the future sorrow, which has not given, which is not even in our vision. How? Why? This is what the reason is. Dukkham atitam upabhogena ativahitam na heya pakshe vartate. Dukkham, the sorrow which is atitam, which has gone by, which is past. Upabhogena ativahitam, they are already experienced and they are destroyed. Through the experience they are destroyed. Therefore, na heya pakshe vartate, they cannot be put in this paksha, in this part, in this side of giving up. You cannot give up whatever you have experienced, already it is gone. So, whatever is present, that vartamanam cha sakshane bhogarudam iti na tad kshanantreyam apadyate. The present also, you are experiencing it now. The next second, it is also past. You cannot bring that also to this heya paksha, the side of giving up. So, you are left with tasmat, yadu eva anagatam, dukkham tadeva, akshipatra kalpam yoginam krishtati. Therefore, you are left with only one choice. That which is, which has to be experienced later, that is the only thing, that is the only karma which troubles the yogi who is like a I. So, netram patipataram, it does not trouble the other people who experience those, whatever, happiness or sorrow. Sadeva heyam heyatam apadyate. And that is the one thing, that is the one group of karma which gains the status of giving up. That is the only thing which you can give up. You cannot give up which you have already experienced. You cannot give up that which you are experiencing. So, the only thing which you can give up is the experience which are yet to come, which are yet to fructify. Tasmat, therefore, yadeva he viti uchyate, that whichever you have explained, that we have to give up, that we have to destroy, tasya eva karanam prati nirdishyate. We are going to find the cause for that trouble, that which we have to give up. What is the cause? Drashtru drishyoho sanyogo heya hetuhu. Drashtru drishyoho sanyogo heya hetuhu. Drashtru drishyoho sanyogo heya hetuhu. Drashtru drashta, the seer. Drishyoho drishya, the scene. Sanyoga, the combination, the relationship, when they come into contact. Heya hetu is the cause for the samsara. Drashta, who is drashta? Drashta is buddhehe pratisamvidhi purushaha. Purusha, the person, the atma, the self, who is the experiencer as a witness. He is not an experiencer as an experiencer. He is an experiencer as a witness. They accept witness to be an experience also. He is a witness for the buddhi. The buddhi is the one which grasps all the experience of the world. And this purusha is the one who experiences the buddhi also. The objects which are there in the buddhi also. So, drushyaha, he is the seer. Drushyaha, the seen. What is the object? బుద్ధి సత్వ ఉపారూఢ సర్వే ధర్మాః. బుద్ధి సత్వ ఉపారూఢ ఇన్ ది బుద్ధి ఇన్ ది చిత్త వాట్ ఎవర్ ధర్మాస్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ జస్ట్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ దే హ్యావ్ జస్ట్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది బుద్ధి దోస్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ దోస్ ధర్మాస్ దోస్ గుణాస్ ఆర్ ది దృశ్యాః ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్ ద సీన్ Seer and the seen, their combination, their contact, their coming into contact is the hetu, cause for samsara. That is what is said in the sutra. Tadetat, these two, drishya and drashta, these two, drishyam, ayaskanta manikalpam, sannithi matra upakari, drishyatvena bhavati, purushasya swam drishi rupasya swaminaha. Drishyam, the object of experience, the seen, అయస్కాంతి మణికల్పం ఇస్ లైక్ మ్యాగ్నెట్ అ మ్యాగ్నెట్ లైక్ ఇట్ అట్రాక్ట్స్ ది వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఫంక్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ ఇట్ అట్రాక్ట్స్ ది అయన్ ఫీలింగ్స్ అరౌండ్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే సన్నిధి మాత్రేన ఉపకారేణ జస్ట్ బై ది ప్రసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ద్రష్ట జస్ట్ బై ఇట్స్ మియర్ ప్రసెన్స్ ఇట్ ప్రసెన్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు ది దృశ్యత్వేన అస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ భవతి For this Purusha, Purushasya, Drishirupasya, who is the seer, who is the witness self? Anubhava karma, Vushayatam, Apannam, Anya Surupena, Pratilabdhatmakam, Swatantram api, Parathatvat, Paratantram. Anubhava karma, Vushayatam, Apannam. It has gained the status of Anubhava karma. It has gained the status of the karma, the function of experience. The experience has gained the status of experience and tam apannam anya swarupena in a different form pratilabdhatakam it is gained because of that though it is swatantra it is individual parartatva it is for another person it is for some other function it is not doing anything the prathana is not doing anything for its own It is for the Swami, Purusha. It is for the Bhoga and Moksha of the Purusha. Bhoga, the experience, Moksha, the realization of the Purusha. Therefore, though it is individual, it is not bound, it is, has no contact with the Purusha, it being an object of experience for the Purusha, it becomes Parartha. Though it is Swatantra, it becomes Paratantra. It is dependent on someone, the Purusha. తయో దృక్ దర్శన శక్తియో అనాది అర్థకృత సంయోగో హేయ హేతు దిస్ కాంబినేషన్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ టు కాంటాక్ట్ బిట్వీన్ ది దృక్ ది సీయర్ అండ్ ది దర్శన ది సీన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ది మే మీన్స్ శక్తియో దిస్ పవర్స్ అనాది అర్థకృత అనాది దేర్ కాంటాక్ట్ ఇస్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ అనాది Eternal, it is time immemorial from that inexplicable period, it is there, this contact, Sanyoga. This is the cause for the trouble, this is the cause for samsara, dukkhasya karanatyartha, the cause for all the sorrows of the world. This is what is explained in the, by Panchashikacharya. What is that? That Sanyoga Hetu. వివర్జనాత్ తత్ సంయోగ హేతు వివర్జనాత్ స్యాద్ అయం ఆత్యంతికో దుఃఖ ప్రతీకారః తత్ సంయోగ హేతు వివర్జనాత్ బై డిస్ట్రాయింగ్ ది సంయోగ సంయోగ మీన్స్ ది కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ద్రష్ట అండ్ ది దృశ్య ది పురుష అండ్ ది ప్రధాన వివర్జనాత్ బై డిస్ట్రాయింగ్ ఇట్ వర్జనాత్ మీన్స్ బై రిమూవింగ్ వివర్జనాత్ విశేషణ వర్జనాత్ బై టోటలీ రిమూవింగ్ ఇట్ ది కాంటాక్ట్ జనాత్ స్యాద్ అయం ఆత్యంతిక దుఃఖ ప్రతీకార యూ విల్ అటైన్డ్ ఆత్యంతిక దిస్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ దుఃఖ విచ్ ఆత్యంతిక ఎటర్నల్ టోటల్ దిర్ ఇస్ నో కమింగ్ బ్యాక్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ దుఃఖ కస్మాత్ వై డు సే దిస్ దుఃఖ హేతో పరిహారస్య ప్రతీకార దర్శనాత్ బికాస్ ది కాస్ ఆఫ్ ది దుఃఖ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ ది కాస్ ఆఫ్ ది దుఃఖ ఇఫ్ యు టేక్ అ పరిహార ఎ రెమెడీ ఇట్ ఇస్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ ఎనీ ట్రబుల్ ఇఫ్ యు take a remedial measure, it is bound to destroy. Therefore, this dukkha also, if you take on to the Samyak Darshana, it will also be destroyed. That is like Pada Talasya. He is explaining it with an example. Pada Talasya Bhedyata. Kantakasya Bhetruttam. Pariharaha Kantakasya Pada Anadishthanam. Pada Srana Vyavahitena Va Adishthanam. Yetatrayam Yo Veda Loke Satatra Pratikaram Aravamano Bhedajam Dukkham Na Apnoti. Pada Talasya. Your feet, bhedyata, is the thing which is pierced. Kantakasya bhedrutam, and the thorn on the ground is the one which is piercing your skin, your foot. Parihara, the remedial measure to not experience the pain because of the thorn is kantakasya pada anadishthanam, removing the thorn from your feet. One. Or, Pada Trana Vyavahitena Va Adhishthanam. The creating a separation between the thorn and the feet by wearing a shoe or a chappal. Yetad Trayam, a footwear. Yetad Trayam Yo Veda. One who knows the cause for trouble and the place of trouble and the remedial measure of the trouble. Veda Loki in this world. Satatra pratikaram arahamanoho bedajam dukkham naapnoti. When there is this trouble, because of that trouble, whatever pain which will be inflicted upon oneself, he will not experience. Because he has taken the remedial steps. He knows the remedial steps and he has taken it. Naapnoti. Kasmat, why is it said like that? Trittva upalabdhi samarthyad. Trittva upalabdhi samarthyad. Because he has gained the knowledge of all the three. Atrapi, here also in the same way, tapakasya rajasa sattvameva tapyam. The rajas, which is the tapya, which is the one which is cause of all the trouble. And because of that rajas, sattva is that which is troubled. Kasmat, why? Because tapikriyaha karmatvat. Tapikriya, the trouble is a karma. And karma can be done only by rajas. Rajas is that which is prakrishna, which is functional, which has the attribute of functioning. So, only the rajas can function. Sattva cannot function, tamas cannot function. Sattva can illumine and tamas is lazy. They both cannot function without the help of rajas. Therefore, rajas is the one which is the cause for rajoguna, is the one which is the cause for the troubles. Sattve karmani tapikriya. And in the sattva, the tapikriya, the cause for trouble exists. Na aparinamini nishkriye kshetrajnye. And the tapikriya is there in the chitta. It can exist in the sattva, means chitta, in the mind. It cannot exist, this trouble, sorrow, this burning cannot exist in the self. Because Kshetrajna self is not related to anything or anyone. Asangohi ayam purushaha. This purusha, this Kshetrajna is asanga. He is not related to anything. Darshita Vishayatvat. Because he is the one who is the seer. We have already seen Darshita Vishayatvat. Satvetu tapyamani tadakara anurodhi purusho anutapyate iti. And when the mind is being troubled, is inflicted with pain, when the mind experiences the pain, the purusha who is bound to the mind as though, who is related with the mind as though, also gains inflicted, also is inflicted by the pain. As though, again. There is no relationship with the purusha to anything. Since he has identified himself with the mind, the chitta, he experiences the pain of the chitta in himself as his own pain. Drishyate. Drishya surupam uchyate. We will see this. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.